For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this weekend. A caravan of thousands of Honduran migrants moves toward the U.S. as President Trump threatens to close the southern border. CBS's Chip Reed reports Mexico and the U.S. agree it is necessary to find out who among them should be granted asylum.
Mexico is working with the United Nations, with the Commission on Refugees, to try to figure out which of these people really have genuine asylum claims. The United States is supporting that idea of working with the United Nations to try to figure out who is legitimately applying for asylum in Mexico and eventually in the United States.
The U.S. and South Korea are canceling another major military exercise. The AP's Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Vigilant Ace is an annual exercise with both the U.S. and South Korean air forces. It's been suspended, with officials here at the Pentagon saying the Trump administration wants to give the diplomatic process with North Korea every chance to continue. The announcement comes as Defense Chief Jim Mattis meets with Asian counterparts in Singapore. The military canceled another major exercise shortly after President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over the summer, when the president abruptly called the training maneuvers provocative and too expensive. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Locally, there are plans for a hydroelectric power plant beneath the Highland Park Bridge. Here's KDKA Radio's Melinda Roeder.
Rye Development has been granted federal licenses to design 10 hydroelectric plants along our regional rivers. The first would be built along the Allegheny River at the Lock and Dam No. 2. CEO Paul Jacob explains why our existing dams, used mainly for navigation, are also ideal locations for harnessing clean and cheap energy.
All those facilities were built really over the course of about a century and are still heavily used. The dams aren't going anywhere, and the water that flows over those is basically wasted energy.
But first, their plans will need to be reviewed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and that process could take more than a year. Melinda Roeder, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Don't be surprised if you see more deer crossing the roads. Their mating season, or rut, is ramping up in western Pennsylvania. Area Game Warden Dan Pahala tells the KDKA Radio Morning News, motorists should use caution at dusk and dawn when deer are most active.
One of the big mistakes people make is if they see one deer cross the road, their eyes follow that deer and they're looking at the deer that just crossed. But the problem is there's usually another one behind it, and that's the one that'll get you.
The rut usually lasts from mid-October to mid-December, peaking in mid-November. Pennsylvania's unemployment rate was unchanged in September. The State Department of Labor and Industry says the number stayed at 4.1% last month, the lowest since 2000. In sports, the Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series after beating the Houston Astros 4-1 in Game 5 of the ALCS Thursday night. It's a bye week for the Steelers. The Penguins don't play until Tuesday in Edmonton. Details on these stories and more at kdkaradio.com. I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.